tuned to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This portion of the program brought to you by High Plains Apache. And I want to talk a little bit about Apache sprayers. Here's what one owner said about the Apache sprayers. We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache for 9 seasons and had so few breakdowns. It was just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it. It was almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy, and it's going to cost me less to own. What more can I ask for? It doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are the two things you want, the lowest cost and the best return on your investment. I know it's giving me both. Apache sprayers offer power-to-ground technology, maximum efficiency, power with fuel savings, and simplicity. The Apache sprayer is the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty. You can check them out at High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan, North Dakota.
All right, we wrapped up last hour with a conversation with Sean from Bismarck, mad at the city of Mandan for allowing Walmart in. And, Sean, did you get to say everything you wanted to say?
I do believe so. There's one other point I wanted to make also. It has to do a lot with smaller communities trying to bring in bigger business. And in the long run, it hurting the small business that's already there and that is owned by local companies. Jamestown also case in point, looking to bring in a big box hardware store when they already have two hardware stores that are locally owned and flourishing also. I just have a beef with bringing big business in, and in the long run it hurts small business. I know competition is good, but we all need a little competition, but when it ultimately drives out the competition, then that's when I think we got issues. And giving tax breaks to big businesses to come in, I just don't agree with.
Well, I agree with you because they come at the expense of the folks that have been there. But did Mandan do that? Was there a break for the Walmart to come into Mandan?
I do believe they got a sales tax break, or not a sales tax, but some sort of tax break for, I think it was 36 months after establishing the business. I think if I remember my figures right, that was close.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Sean, appreciate the call. We'll see if others agree with you. He just thought Mandan should have kept Walmart out. And says Central Market closing now is case in point. So you agree or disagree with him. By the way, I wanted to give the Mandan City Commission a thumbs up attaboy because they have approved fireworks use in Mandan from 5 p.m. New Year's Eve to 1 a.m. January 1st. And the Bah Humbug Award goes to the Bismarck and Lincoln City Commissions, both Bismarck and Lincoln City Commissions, choosing not to take advantage of the new state law that allowed for the sale and use of fireworks as the New Year holiday. Subject of today's Bismarck Tribune editorial, suggesting we all use care with fireworks on New Year's Eve. And I certainly would agree there. Way to go, legislature. That's kind of cool. All right, back to the phones here. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Frank in Judd. Frank, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Scott, how is the pie from Tower City?
The pie in Tower City was tremendous. Are you talking about, did I meet you at the Tower City?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Frank and Nancy. Anyway, just to get back a little bit on your subject a while ago, yeah, I think we're all a little guilty of trying to keep up with the neighbors all the time. And, you know, what you see they have, you got to have it too or something better. But also, I want to talk a little bit about CRP. My wife and I were out hunting coyotes here yesterday, and we got into some CRP, slew around the CRP, and, you know, I haven't seen pheasants all fall. We got into that CRP, and I guess we must have chased up at least 50 roosters. I don't know, they were just all huddled in that CRP. What I'd like to see, I guess, we just bought some land this fall, and it was in CRP, and we wanted to leave part of that land in the CRP, but because of, regulations and rules or whatever the government we had to break that up reseed it next year if we want to put it back in the CRP, and you have to own the land for at least a year before you can re-up it into CRP. So it would be nice to see not a whole quarter of land go into CRP, maybe in some cases, but a little section where the land is quite so good, and particularly in the rolling hills and stuff. There's enough area there for the rooster or the pheasants to take hold and, still flourish. So just wanted to voice that opinion.
Yeah, good idea, Frank. Now, what's the current rule? How much of the, what are the limitations as far as the amount of acreage that you can put in CRP? Can you, how small can you break it down?
I'm not sure how small you can go. I guess we were looking at about 15 acres total, and it would have backed up right next to a slough and, would have been an ideal situation not to have to break it up. But that would, our hands were tied and we said, well, okay, we're just going to break it up and maybe try and get that section back in next year, but then you got to re-seed grass again, a weed takeover. It's a little bit of a hassle. So,
Frank, the rules are a little different, though, when you're adjacent to water. There's water acreage involved with some of that CRP, too, isn't there? Is that part of the formula?
That's what I thought, that, we'd have a better chance because we were next to a slough, but they just wouldn't do it. I guess one of the things was because we didn't own the land, for a year or two. So, but it's a little frustrating. I mean, you'd like to leave those pieces in if possible, but we might do it next year here if we get signed up. If there is a sign up again, I guess that's the other thing, if we do get a sign up coming up, we'd like to put some of that back in. So,
well, tell you what, Frank, next time we have Congressman Kevin Cramer on or Senator Hovind. Senator Hovind's on the Farm Bill Committee right now. Conference committee and Congressman Cramer obviously always does a good job of taking calls on this issue. Maybe call and give them a suggestion, either one of them, and see if we can't get you got some good suggestions there, and if we can get it right to a member of Congress, that'd be great. And what was your wife's name again?
Nancy.
Okay, Frank and Nancy. Yeah, I remember now. Right before Christmas, this is kind of an embarrassing moment because I was yakking on a cell phone, which is one of the rudest things you can ever do. And I'd gotten a phone call while I was filling up at the Tower City Travel Plaza, and I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, hang on, I got to go in and buy a pie. And he's like, why are you buying a pie in Tower City? I'm like, well, I can't come through Tower City and not get pie. And I explained how Tom Clifford, rest his soul, the former president of the University of North Dakota for years and years, he's the one that sold me on the pie at Tower City Travel Plaza. So I was telling this to the person I was talking to on the phone, which was a buddy of mine, Mark Feifley, who's a Wishick native, another UND guy. The reason I told him the Tom Clifford story, because he was a UND guy. And Frank and Nancy overheard me, and when I hung up, they said, we recognize your voice. We listen to what's on your mind. So I got a chance to meet him, even though I was being rude by yakking into a cell phone when I was...
And the bakery in Tower City is world famous.
Felt a little embarrassed about that that behavior of mine. But Frank, anyway, it did allow me to meet you and your wife. So thanks for listening. We appreciate you, okay?
Okay, have a good, healthy, happy New Year. So,
more pie, more health. That's my motto in 2014. Char and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Yeah, I just thank you for having me on your show. And I really like the controversy that you bring up. I guess my big question would be, where is our family value system in this economy now?
Explain what you mean. What, you think we're losing our family value system because of the booming economy in North Dakota?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I see that, yes, growth is really a positive aspect to any community. However, the downfall is who's raising our children? Why? The cost of living is skyrocketing. We all can agree with that. And even though some wages are going up, $9.50, $10 an hour. The problem I'm seeing with all this is that there's a lot of children that I feel are being raised by people outside of their home, daycare centers, which is all right. I know Dickinson had a really big problem with finding daycare centers, but North Dakota is known for its family values. And you have two sets of parents, a mom and a dad, normally you do. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't work in the oil industry, and that's where the big money is. But for the common person, you do have the healthcare system that has good competitive wages. But just like that one gentleman was talking about his rent costing so much. You have to forfeit one thing in order to gain another thing, to prosper. And that is go out to the oil industry and work 40 plus 44 hours a week, but then who takes care of your family?
But Char, isn't that a life choice? You choose to have children.
Choice, but it is our choice too as a people. And I mean that sincerely. Children are the eyes of our future.
You bet they are, and I think priorities are extraordinarily important, and I think not just in North Dakota, but everywhere, it's go, go, go. Now, part of the reason it's go, go, go is because you have to earn so much more to keep up, pay taxes and everything else, but are we losing our family value system as a result? That's the question from Char. Others can answer as we continue.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, Herod Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's cold outside.
Got to go.
But today it's cold outside.
Tomorrow maybe, not today. It's beautiful out there right now. Bismarck 39 and clear. Minot 37 degrees. KTGO Studios in Tioga 32 degrees right now. At the North Dakota Bakken's Best Truck Wash in Stanley 32 degrees. 36 degrees in Dickinson at this hour at the Elks Club. Speaking of roosters. Oh, my little home away from home during pheasant season, the Elks Club in Dickinson. Where else can we tell you about? Fargo 31 and clear. Grand Forks at the home of the Miracle Chair, 2124 Gateway Drive, 34 degrees.
I miss my chair.
Steve has in the GPS. He wants that Miracle Chair. He's going to get up there and pick one up. Okay, Shard, did you get everything you wanted to say before we had to rush to the break?
Well, I also want to just use a prime example of where I'm coming from. I have an 18-year-old that has landed a job, which is really good, making $15 an hour. And that's really good wages for an 18-year-old. However, with a 40-hour week that she has, and with how the cost of living and everything else is skyrocketing with the boost that's going on here, even with her wages, she barely makes it by. Considering her car insurance, things like that. And then with the younger children that I know that people have, it's mind boggling that I've seen parents that have small children that have to go out and work 2 to 3 jobs. And I don't understand why North Dakota is allowing, even though we are in an oil boom right now, but everything is going up with that oil boom. But not everybody's wages are as high as that, the industry, the people working for them.
But I think, I have a sense that you think that, the problem lies elsewhere. I think the problem lies with folks who think they need more and more and more. In other words, your child, in that example, car payment, nicer apartment. I mean, those are all choices, right? So the reason it's tough to keep up despite making good money for their age is they have more stuff and want a nicer place. Those are all choices we make, are they not? So, I mean, I would hope everybody just decides. And as far as a 40-hour work week, that's pretty much any industry. I do believe, unfortunately, that there are more and more households that need 2 full-time income earners to be able to keep up with what we pay in taxes and what we pay for everything else. But I would also say we ought to look in the mirror once in a while and say, do we really need all this stuff? We need that much bigger. Look at the house. I used the example earlier. My wife and I, she was admiring the fact that, isn't it amazing that the Palmasino family raised 7 children in that house and were happy as clams? But the idea now that you'd raise 7 kids in a small little rambler is unheard of. Why? Because of us. We just think we need bigger. If you go through older neighborhoods, you see 1-car garages. Why now are there 4-car garages? So don't you think we're as much to blame for what you lament as anybody else, Char?
Well, I think to some degree, but I guess the point that I'm making is that people that own, like apartment buildings and different industries that are helping the boom, have choices too on how much they can pay their workers and the cost of their apartment that they're living in. And it isn't really, like Dickinson, for example, a Cracker Jack box and how much they're charging for that little tiny apartment. Those are the choices of the people that own those companies.
Yeah, but you know what it costs to build it? And there's something called the Bakken premium, because it's hard to attract folks to build things right now in the Bakken because there's lots of business. So the price goes up because you're building in the Bakken, and they have to pay their workers more. And of course, if they go to the bank will say, well, I don't know if you should finance it over 30 years. You maybe better do it over 15 because of all the new regulations that have been part of what's happened in Congress. So then they have to get the return sooner because the bank is worried because they've got all these federal regulations. So just walk a mile in their shoes is all I would suggest, Char, before you suggest that they're the ones to blame. That's all I'm suggesting. My take, and I welcome you raised a very important question. Where is our family value system? But I think we all need to look inward on answering that question rather than pointing outward and saying, the greedy apartment building owner is to blame. Agree or disagree with me? Love to hear from you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Who's next, Dee?
Sherry, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call. Say, I do have a comment on Austin's call and Char's call, about the rent, and they are paying $950 and just barely making it. And I don't know where he's from. I don't remember. But in the Minot area, they're paying for a 2-bedroom. If he's only paying $950, that's pretty good. In Minot area, they're paying anywhere from $1,100 to $1,200 for a 2-bedroom.
And he was in the Bismarck area.
$1,500 to $1,600. But I just think that when this conversation started that we were talking about more jobs than people, and I think that that is probably the largest issue is they can't afford to bring their families here. So they are, you know, there's 3-4 guys, even if they're working in the oil field, they can actually afford to live in those apartments. You know, I think about the young school teachers just out of college with student loans, and how can they ever afford to live in Minot? And I guess, you know, and everything else, I've been listening. Everybody's kind of put their 2 bits in, and that's kind of all I have to say. But I think that's a large issue, is they just simply can't afford to live there.
Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate the call. And those, again, are choices, right? I mean, when the caller earlier said, well, hey, Minnesota has lower apartment rates. You know, so you want to go there because there's, you know, less of a roaring economy there, then there's a choice. So, you know, again, it's choices. Appreciate the call. Brian Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about the big box stores. A previous caller had made a comparison to Jamestown and them wanting to move in a retailer like a Menards or a Lowe's. And I would argue the fact that probably 80% of people that live in Jamestown, they probably go to a Bismarck or a Fargo, to one of these big box stores, to get the stuff that they need. It's pretty frustrating when you're in the middle of a home improvement project on a Saturday or a Sunday later on in the afternoon, and you got that last-minute thing, and you go up to the hardware store, and it's closed Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, so... You know, instead of people going to Fargo or Bismarck and giving them our sales taxes, why wouldn't we build something for the people in that town and keep the sales tax in our town?
And that is the argument that the city officials are making there, because they call it the bleed, right? The bleed is that those dollars are being spent elsewhere by Jamestown residents, Bismarck or Fargo, to one of the big box stores. So therefore, they see it okay to give tax incentives or tax breaks and spend money on a developer bringing them in. You make their argument. I still think that's unfair to the people that pay the taxes, myself. But
I don't want to beat up on local businesses in Jamestown. I mean, I'm sure they're doing what they can do, but you know, it's unbelievably frustrating to have to wait a whole nother week till you get time off to get back to the project that could have been completed if you got the right part. You know what I mean? It's very frustrating.
Brian, thanks for the phone call. We're up against the clock. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're going to talk with Cal Kloon coming up. And more of your calls, it's What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Winter's here. Maybe it's time to finally think about building the shelter to protect your vehicles from the frigid temps and snow. Well, the team at Legacy Steel Buildings is standing by, ready to go to work on budget, on time, and done right. They're the experts at building solid, quality, and cost-effective residential steel garages. 10 vivid colors and 4 trim colors to choose from. Very easy to match your home's exterior. And Legacy Steel Buildings has been the leader in pre-engineered buildings for more than 40 years. They know construction like no one else. Call them. Have their expert building consultants get started on your project today. On time, on budget, and done right. Legacy Steel Buildings can have your garage built quickly and affordably. Your warehouse, your hangar, office space, retail store, a warehouse, they do it all. Check out that new CSI building in Williston, 300 feet wide. That's a Legacy Steel project, and there's many more like it all across the world. They're the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. Call them at 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
On Christmas Day in the morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. John from Grand Forks. You know, I don't know a lot about UPS, but I'm certainly going to stick up for FedEx. Because you remember Tom Hanks spent all that time on that island, and when he finally got off...
He finally got off what? Tell me more.
He delivered that FedEx package. Now, that's commitment. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
I'd forgotten about that show. I guess I'm getting. I'm in Tom Hanks mode on the Mary Poppins. You know, Mr. Banks. Is that movie out yet? Is it out?
No, not yet.
Isn't it?
I think it's coming out.
Can't hardly wait
after New Year's. I think after New Year's.
Brad, Jamestown, you're on. What's on your mind? Hi, Brad. Are you there?
Let's go to Tom and Dickinson then. Tom.
Tom's not there. Hang on one second. Brad, are you still there? Brad's the line is live, but I don't hear Brad on the other end of the line. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me tell you about PetroServe USA here, and we'll see if Brad's still there. If he's not, we'll go to our guest. We do have a guest on the feds slowing up the Highway 85 widening. Something else for us to get ticked off at the feds about, Steve. But first, I'm getting kind of hungry. As we inch closer to lunch, I'm dreaming of a hot stuff personal pan pizza from PetroServe USA. I think I'm going to head down to that one on Divide there right now. That's going to be my lunch today, Steve. And get a little of this deal. At PetroServe USA, any location, all day, every day. This isn't a special. This is always good. You get four for four. So you get the pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce fountain soda, for $4, four items, $4, that's all day, every day, at PetroServe USA locations. And when I'm there, I'm also going to register for that $10,000 giveaway. We have one more Bison football game. Frisco, Texas. Coming up, folks. That's right. Week from tomorrow. Can you even wait? And the PetroServe USA folks have a $10,000 giveaway going on. You can register at any of the PetroServe USA locations. And the PetroServe USA Bison football pregame show is the place where the last two lucky winners will be drawn this weekend. While you're there, fill up with E15, available now at PetroServe USA branded stores. You'll save an additional 20 cents a gallon. PetroServe USA connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields to help America fuel better. All right, no more Brad in Jamestown. Don't know where Brad went, but Jim and Stanley's here. Jim, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. FedEx, UPS, both stellar organizations. They move the world on a daily basis, 24-7, 365 days. You know, the shame on all the shoppers that wait till the last minute, you know, and jam them up like that. You know, can't we just accept the society? Sometimes things just aren't going to go right, and we just move on. Happy New Year's. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Thanks for the phone call, Jim. Let's get Don in real quick before we get to our guest. Don and Raleigh, what's on your mind?
I just got to comment on the UPS deliveries a little bit.
Go ahead.
Well, I think they do a heck of a job. We live live 4.5 miles off the highway, and they show up at 9:30 at night and blowing, snow's blowing, and they still got to drive all the way back to Bismarck, which is 80 miles, and I just think they do a heck of a job.
My neighbor's a UPS driver. Does a great job. That actually rolled in last night, I think about 8 o'clock. Dog tired, and I think his daughter must have known Dad was going to be pretty tired because she was shoveling before he got home. I was pretty impressed. I have to tell him. That was good. I was up there shoveling away, and she was, too, helping dear old Dad out because that's tough work, no question about it. And I agree with the other earlier caller, too, Jim and Stanley. Jim's point, when are we ever to blame? Whatever happened to personal responsibility? You ordered at the last second that, oh, it didn't come, it ruined Christmas. My gosh. So good points, Don. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Our guest is on and ready to roll here, Steve-O.
Mr. Cal Kluwen from the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Project. Cal, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Morning, Cal. For those listeners that do not know, what is the mission of the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway?
Well, our mission is to provide safe, efficient transportation on US 85 through North Dakota and continuing on through the entire Ports to Plains corridor all the way to through Texas.
For those that don't know, the Ports to Plains, this runs from way up into Canada all the way down to through Texas down to the Gulf.
Right.
Yeah,
and we promote the economic development through transportation along that entire corridor, which is 10 states in the United States, 2 Canadian provinces, and some states in Mexico.
And I understand that Highway 85 between Williston and Watford City, which is an area obviously of great concern to folks working in the oil patch because it's probably the busiest stretch of Highway 85 border to border, is actually right now targeted for some significant four-laning and expansion in addition to the other parts that you're talking about here, but being held up by the feds. What's going on there?
Well, there's some environmental issues that have to be taken care of between Watford City and Williston. Right now, there is some great construction programs and projects going on. The state of North Dakota and the legislature, they've dedicated a lot of dollars to improving that section of the highway into a four-lane structure. But there are some areas that have to be treated through the environmental process, and those processes, as we all know, kind of take time. But there are some efforts out there, and I know our federal delegation has issued some support letters to them to try to move this project ahead, because this piece of infrastructure through the entire state of North Dakota and continuing south into South Dakota is one of our partners also, is we're seeing some tragic accidents through the entire piece, and these safety issues need to be addressed. Not all the times it's due to the road conditions, but it certainly warrants a real look at the speed the process up to get this thing into a four lane and make it more efficient for the traveling public and the freight.
Yeah. So again, what we're talking about here, and you mentioned the letter, Senators Heitkamp, Hoeven, Congressman Kramer sent a joint letter to a number of federal agencies and just said sort of, you know, hey, this is very important to the safety of all North Dakotans. Let's go. You mentioned environmental concerns, and I see that, you know, everything from the Coast Guard to the Army Corps of Engineers and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are part of the reasons there's a logjam here. So when you talk about environmental concerns, would not the safety of, you know, humans that are traveling this very busy stretch not trump some of these additional environmental concerns? What's their beef? What's the holdup?
Well, I guess that's what the question we ask several different times, because we're also looking at a resolution to move the project farther south of or continuing south of Watford City to I-94 as the next phase, and the planning of that has not even started, but it seems to hinge upon the movement of wildlife across a four-lane infrastructure seems to be a concern in the park. There are projects throughout the United States that have dealt with the wildlife passages through four-lane projects and infrastructure projects that have been built recently and in the past. And if you go to the document that they're looking at, you'll see where they have drawn up plans for a wildlife crossing south of Williston at the Lewis and Clark Bridge and in those areas. So the main concern from those groups, as you mentioned, is wildlife and conservation. Really, it's kind of strange that they don't address the fact that there is a danger issue to mankind also.
Silly us,
Cal,
right?
You mentioned the south portion of that, and the plans aren't even drawn up. What's the holdup? It's about a mile that runs through the park. It's the Long X Bridge. Those are the primary concerns, aren't they?
Right. Those are the two letters that have been submitted in opposition. And we have a resolution on our website, which you can mention later, Steve. You know it. But we have a resolution out there, which we've had tremendous response to that, supporting to continue and start planning the planning of that corridor from Watford City south to I-94, dealing with that. But what we need to work on right now and support the DOT and their efforts and moving this thing along with anyone else that supports it, is the fact that we need to move these environmental permitting processes forward in a little bit speedier process. You know, I think we all know that sometimes things lay on desks, no matter where it is, and sometimes it has to be picked up and moved, pushed along a little bit speedier. There's lots of people waiting in the wings to do work and get the work done in this state. We have, in this type of business, we have just a few months to take care of road projects, and they have to be taken care of in an efficient manner in a short period of time. So, you know, time is of the essence, as it is with anything, including dollars. If you think about, I heard you talking earlier about the Bakken markup or whatever it may be. If you think about inflation rates, just traditional construction inflation rates, and each year that goes by, you know, and you throw out $1 million to a project, and that there's 10% to 20% inflation in construction, what does that cost you if you don't get it done in 3 years? What is your dollar worth? So that's kind of what I think a lot of us should think about too.
Before we let you go, I got a call in from a listener here that has a question for you, Cal. Bob in Grafton, go ahead for Cal Kluin.
Hi, sir. How are you? Hi, thanks. I just had a quick question. I might be wrong, but is this highway that they're proposing on building all the way down to the Gulf and into Mexico, is this similar to the, what was it called? I can't remember. The superhighway they were a couple of years ago, they were talking about building coming out of Mexico, and, you know, the Mexican trucks would be able to come up here. And there was a lot of truck drivers and that were concerned about this because the DOT, the trucks down there as well as they do up here. Do you remember hearing about that superhighway they were talking about building a few years ago?
I do, and no, this is not. This is a corridor that is using existing roads that are all in place. This is mainly we promote and lobby for improved highway infrastructure along the entire corridor, which we do call a corridor. But these roads are in place. If you take a look at Highway 85, we connect in North Dakota to Highway 2, going over to Montana, up into Canada. And all the way down, if you take a look on the website, those maps are there, but we're using existing infrastructure going through rural areas that can enhance economic development for those rural areas and relieve traffic congestion in some of the urban areas. So we're using existing roads. It's not the corridor that I've heard. The story gets bigger and bigger, and the road gets wider and wider. Go ahead.
Cal, we're up against the break. TRExpressway.com. Log on to the website. Support it. It makes sense for North Dakota. Thanks for joining us, Cal Kluin, on What's in Your Mind.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do so many farmers support biotechnology?
American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman recently pointed out that people love their smartphones and that we use the phone portion of the smartphone far less than we use it to browse the web, tap into social media, listen to music, and play games. We embrace technology until we start talking about food. Then it seems our mindset reverts to the Dark Ages. But the Dark Ages were no picnic to health and longevity. Food production technology allows farmers to do much more with less. And as the world population grows, our farmers and ranchers are going to have to produce 100% more food by 2050. When you consider that, it makes sense to embrace safe, proven technology.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Do you know this weekend the Minnesota Vikings will take to the field in the Metrodome for the very final, last ever time? Finito. No more Metrodome. prompting the question, what is your favorite Metrodome memory? We have lots of wonderful answers.
The moving truck.
On our Facebook page. None of them related to the Minnesota Vikings. They're all related to the Twins. Those are my favorite Metrodome memories. 87 and 91 World Series, baby. How about you, Steve?
It's baseball. Yeah, I don't have a good memory of the Vikings in the Metrodome.
Todd Mitchell must. He must. The Vikings.
Christmas time, 1982, the dome that could not possibly deflate deflated the very first winter.
Were you there for that, or did you?
Yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They said, oh, no, I know it's an inflatable roof, but it'll be fine. You know, it'll, no. First time they had a big snowstorm.
Totally forgot about that, and not long ago it caved in too. But there wasn't a game going on, was there? Or was there?
No. But it was interesting because that's the era of cameras keeping track anyway. So we got to watch all the snow fall inside. But yeah, thankfully there weren't people right there. That would have been awful.
You know, I had one other memory, and that was a Genesis concert. Way back in the day, and that's when laser light shows first came out, and they were doing the laser light show on the roof of the Metrodome, and that was absolutely phenomenal.
I bet that was.
I was there for this, folks. I'll never forget it. 1987 World Series, Game 1. Dan Gladden at the plate. Remember this? Guess where I was at that very moment. Had awesome seats in the left field, but I was at the hot dog stand.
I was in the South and was the most hated man in the South because I was the only Twins fan.
That was a doozy. I can't believe it. I actually was watching it on a monitor in the concourse and going, you got to be kidding me. Why I needed a hot dog and...
No kidding.
Yeah, that you know, you can't go to a baseball game.
Not that good for you in the first place.
Oh, man. I don't think that matters when you're at a ball game.
That's
every
true.
Other inning. Anyway, if you want to weigh in, go on our Facebook page. We'd love to get your favorite Metrodome memory. John and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Awesome.
Hey, John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We can hear you, sir. What's on your mind?
All right. See, my hat's off to UPS and FedEx and the United States Postal Service. They do a lot of hard work out here, hauling it in, you know, delivering it to the households. And I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody. And I also want to remember all of us refuse people that are out here hauling it away. You know, we're out here day in, day out, too. There's a lot. So hats off to you men and women out there hauling all this garbage away.
And you're one of them, John?
Happy holidays.
Yes, are you one of them? Oh, good for you. Yeah, no kidding. This is probably your busiest day of the year, or busiest weekend anyway.
You know, and you listen about all these opportunities to go up to the oil patch. I mean, I go to the oil patch, too. I know how to run a lot of that equipment, but I just choose to stay in this business and in my career here to stay with my family and around the Bismarck-Mandan area. I don't want to go up there and deal with that rat race up there, you know. But hats off to everybody.
Hats off is right. Quick question, John. Do you get Christmas gifts? Do you get little gift cards from your customers? They run a little something out to you at the curb?
Yeah, they do. They're nice about it. If not, they come out and say thank you, and they appreciate it. And, you know, that's nice when they just come out and say thank you very much. That's great.
Awesome, John. Thanks for the phone call. You have a Happy New Year as well. John in Carrington, quickly, what's on your mind?
Your guest was talking about the role that Take It He's Gone.
Yes.
He is, yep.
Okay, I wanted to ask him about Eastern Montana. I've been on them roads, and somebody I talked to said that Montana authorities are notorious for not spending money on the East End where they need it. And Highway 2 in Eastern Montana is a disgrace, if you ask me. And a lot of other roads, if they need to do anything, is put the arm on those guys to get those roads up in better condition for all that traffic they got with the oil.
All right, John, appreciate the call and the comment. Actually, Cal's in charge of that Teddy Roosevelt Expressway, specifically Highway 85.
85 corridor.
Sounds like your question is more for Montana officials, for one, or the DOT, at least.
And you can find out more of that at TRExpressway.com. That's TRExpressway.com. Also, the state freight plan is out. You can go to dotplanning@nd.gov and check that out as well.
Folks, have a great weekend. Get some fireworks and get ready to ring in 2014. For Todd Mitchell and Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. God bless you. Thanks for listening. See you Monday.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.